Chapter 6, Disaster. "We have to save all of Venice," said Jack. "That's a big responsibility. What do we have to save Venice from?"
"Well, if Neptune's going to help us, it must have something to do with water," said Annie.
"Yeah, like the water that's flooding the alleys," said Jack.
"But the woman at the cafe told us not to worry about that," said Annie.
"I'm still worried," said Jack. "Let's look up floods in our Venice book." He found floods in the index. He turned to the right page and read, "Most of the time, high water in Venice is not serious, but if several conditions are present at the same time, a flood disaster can occur."
"A flood disaster? That must be it," said Annie. "So what are the conditions?"
"It lists them here," said Jack. He read, "A high tide, strong winds from the south, heavy flow of water from the mountains, severe storms at sea."
"There's a high tide tonight. The passenger with the bird mask in the gondola told us that," said Annie.
"Yeah, and winds from the south, the weather vane told us that," said Jack.
"And water's flowing down from the mountains, the woman at the cafe told us that," said Annie.
"Yeah, and storms out at sea. I saw lightning when we crossed the water," said Jack.
"All the conditions are here," said Annie.
Jack and Annie looked around. Water was now flowing steadily from the alleyways into the small square. It had risen above their ankles. "I get it now," said Jack. "The water will just keep getting higher and higher until it destroys the whole city, and no one's paying attention."
"Neptune's the only one who can help us stop the flood," said Annie.
"But Neptune's not real," said Jack.
"I mean, he's a character in mythology, and mythology's not real life. It's..." "Okay, okay," said Annie. "Let's just take one step at a time. At midnight, two guys will tell us the time, and then we should climb to the top of their tower, right?"
"Right," said Jack.
"So what we have to do now is find those two guys," said Annie.
"Let's go back to the waterfront," said Jack. "The man with the dog said everyone in Venice would be there for the fireworks." Jack put away their book. Then he and Annie retraced their steps over the footbridge and back through the alleys. Lots of seaweed was floating in the narrow lanes between buildings. "Water is definitely flowing in from the sea," Jack thought. When they got back to St. Mark's Square, people were streaming toward the waterfront. Jack and Annie walked with the crowd. Everyone was talking and laughing as they looked up at the sky over the water, waiting for the fireworks to begin. No one paid attention to the damp winds or the seawater spilling over the side of the canal, soaking their shoes.
"Excuse me," Annie shouted. "Can anyone tell us the time?"
No one answered, for just then, the first explosion of fireworks shook the night. The crowd cheered as blue and red showers exploded in the sky. In the distance, a clock started to chime. Jack counted the bongs. 12, he said. "It's midnight now, according to that clock."